Good evening, everyone. Welcome there this evening. You're good to have you. Good to have some visitors. And if you weren't here this morning, can we wish you all a very blessed? We're all in bondage now over this happy blessed. Did you know that blessed means happy? Did you know that? So we wish you all a very blessed new year. And may be everything that God wants it to be for you. And so Rebecca's going to help me now. We're going to sing one song and then we're going to hand it over to Drew to do his performance. And so we'll have number 45. You listen to that, you remain seated and we'll sing "To God Be the Glory, Great Things He Has Done." Just remain seated and then Drew will come with the announcements. Thank you. Stand here and we'll watch Drew from the back and keep him right, and if he goes off beat we'll have him a wee bit of a knock on the ankle or something. Thank you, Drew. He's going to bring the announcement. Thank you.
Good evening. Don't get too excited. I'm not performing. So I'm not. It's good to see so many people out, and there is quite a few visitors, so you're more than welcome to be in our number tonight. The announcements for the week is that there are no announcements, so not sure why I'm up here. But anyway, Tuesday, the only thing that's on this week is Tuesday at 7:30 is our prayer meeting. It will be held in the prayer room at the back of the church, so come along to that. Next Sunday, the 8th of January, 11th and 6 p.m. services will be taken by our own pastor. Advance notice of a week of prayer the week after, so Tuesday the 10th, Wednesday the 11th and Friday the 13th of January there will be a time of prayer up in the hall. Please prepare and come along for that, and we'll pray for the work and witness of our church here. Just as I mentioned this morning, there is a prayer letter from Heather Wilson, who is one of our missionaries that works for Faith Mission, so you can get that prayer letter as you leave. And those are all the announcements. Now, the pastor doesn't know that I'm going to say something, but I am. Because this verse spoke to me, and I thought, you know, I read these announcements and I struggle over them, but I'll not struggle over the Word of God. And these verses were, they're related to Christmas, and probably people then forget about them. You know, once Christmas Day is finished, forget about them. So Isaiah 9, and the pastor preached on these last week, and it says, "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity." And this is the wee bit of the verse that people don't speak about, but it's really meant something to me for the last 18 months or so of my life. And the verse ends and it says, "The passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen." Okay, we have a God who is passionately committed to giving us what the pastor spoke about this morning, about seek first all these things, seek first his kingdom, and all these things will be added to you as well, you know. All those things, our God is passionately committed to giving those things. His arm is not short. You know, he does not, he's not a half-hearted God. He is passionately committed to giving us what we need and require. And so I'll hand over now. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's bow together in prayer. Let's pray before we sing our next two songs. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the fact that you are passionately committed to the welfare, the well-being of your children. We thank you, Lord, that the favor of God is upon the children of God. And thank you, Lord, that there is no a department, no area in which we should lack. But, oh God, we thank you that you're a God who fills us up again and again. In fact, your word says, "Eye hath not seen nor ear hath heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him." Our Father, we pray that we will receive gratefully tonight the things that you've prepared for us in this gathering. It's a bit different, Lord, but it's a note of praise and thanksgiving on our hearts for what you've done, for who you are, for how you've met our need, for how that you've helped us through difficult times. And, oh God, here we are tonight, and we're still singing. Praise God, we're still singing. Our Father, we pray that you'll own this hour in your presence tonight. And may we say as we leave this place, "I'm glad we were here tonight, for I met with God." In Christ's name we pray. Amen. We're going to stand and sing number 536 if you're using the book. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. I love the way Glenn plays this, and I love the way we sing it. So let's sing it with a full heart, and let's sing it with a hearty heart as we lift up our voices in praise to him. Thank you, Glenn. And by the way, this is Rebecca's first time to do this. Isn't that wonderful? Sure, we better play. Thank you, Glenn. Let's all stand. song was Thank You, Jesus. And I'm sure every one of us have something we can thank God for. Well, certainly we can thank God for thank the Lord Jesus for Calvary and for paying the price for our sins, that we have hope tonight. Not hope in men or politics or whatever. We have hope in God tonight. Thank you, Jesus. We're having a home brew, as it were. That means the folk within the church, they are brewed within the church. They've been coming here to the church for many years, and everyone is going. Those folk are going to be taking part tonight. And the first person that's going to be taking part tonight is Daphne, and she's going to be singing two songs. And right after Daphne, James Luke, he's going to be singing two songs. So we're going to have those two folk come and minister to us now. So sit back and relax and let the Spirit of God minister into your heart through his servants as they come and minister in song. Thank you very much. Sorry, Dad.
I'm really glad to be taking part in this tonight, but just start with a disclaimer. My voice has been playing up a wee bit since I got the cold that every other person has. But whenever I was young, I used to love hearing the Bible stories, and then I realised that God isn't just a story, he is the King of Glory, and that's what this song is about. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. In a little town called Bethlehem, so many years ago, they told him there was no room in the inn. But they had no way of knowing that they had turned away the Lamb of God who would take away the sins. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. He's more than just a story. He's is the King of Glory. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. So many people still today don't know who Jesus is. They've never felt his peace within their soul. But I want my life to show them how his love can set them free. He's the only one who can cleanse and make them whole. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. He's more than just a story. He is the King of Glory. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the Counselor, Deliverer to me. He's the Everlasting Father. He is the King of Glory. This next one's a favorite of mine. Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save your sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered would soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss the baby, you've kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the your baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect Lamb?
Great I am.
live up to it. I'm suffering a bit as well, as you can probably hear from my voice. So I think the devil's been trying to afflict everybody for tonight, but we're still going to go ahead anyway. This first song I'm going to do, the first time I heard it, it brought me to tears, and I just listened to it again and again and again until it really got into my head, because it just talks about how awesome God is and how much of a nothing we are. And we should remember in everything that we do every day that He is Almighty, He is the King, He is the Everlasting Father. It's called the Revelation Song.
The Lamb who was slain, holy, holy is He. Sing a new song to Him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is He. Sing a new song to Him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore You. Clothed in rainbows of living color, flashes of lightning, rolls of thunder. Blessing and honor, strength and glory and power be to You, the only wise King. Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore You. Filled with wonder, awestruck wonder at the mention of Your name. Jesus, Your name is power, breath and living water, but Your marvelous mystery. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Praise be to God. This one, I don't know what I'm going to do with my hands because I'm not playing. So if you see me putting my hands in my pockets or fiddling about, this one talks about ourselves. And I don't know about all of you, but there's times when I think that I'm not saved. I think by the thoughts that are in my head that there's something wrong with me. I think there's things that shouldn't be there. And no matter how much I try, no matter how much I do, I can't do anything. And a lot of people think, well, that's it, I'm not a Christian, I can't be. But the problem is, problem starts with us, because we can't do it. Christ will do it for us, and we have to leave it with him. You know, you might get criticisms from other people for something you say, for something you do, maybe even from other Christians who are, maybe put you down when they don't mean to, but something they've said sticks in your head. You've got to remember, everything you need to leave with God. Okay. When I fear my faith will fail, Christ will hold me fast. When the tempter would prevail, he will hold me fast. I could never keep my hold through life's fearful path, for my love is often cold. He must hold me fast. He will hold me fast, he will hold me fast, for my Savior loves me so, he will hold me fast. Those he saves are his delight, Christ will hold me fast. Precious in his holy sight, he will hold me fast. He'll not let my soul be lost, his promises shall last. Bought by him at such a cost, he will hold me fast. Hold me fast, he will hold me fast, for my Savior loves me so, he will hold me fast. For my life he bled and died, Christ will hold me fast. Justice has been satisfied, he will hold me fast. Raised to him with endless life, he will hold me fast till our faith is turned to sight when he comes at last. He will hold me fast. He will hold me fast, for my Savior loves me so. He will hold me fast. Everybody, he will hold.
Have been truly ministered to and blessed as we've listened to Daphne and James. I was thinking of that second song that Daphne sang was written by Mark Lowry, and it said that he spent 3 years writing that song because he wanted to get it doctrinally correct. 3 years, and what a song, what a blessing it has been. And in fact, thank you so both of you for ministering to us. Now we're going to again stand and sing, and we're going to stand and sing 163, There is Redeemer. Let's all stand and sing, because you're part of the prayer service tonight. It's not just people coming to sing to you, we're going to sing to one another. I think that's a real prayer service. So we'll stand and sing together 163, There is a Redeemer. Thank you very much.
Song, How I Love the Voice of Jesus. We're
Going through the various repertoires, the new to the old to the new. This is one of the more recent ones. How I love the voice of Jesus. I love the voice of Jesus when he excites me through his word. When we're studying God's word, we're having our quiet time and God speaks to our hearts. Just as he did to Drew, to that little verse, and blessed him for this last 18 months in that one verse. How I love the voice of Jesus. Remain seated. We'll sing this one together. Thank you.
To sing your song again.
She's going to sing to us just now. She is prepared for us. Thank you, Serenade.
guides me in the valley of thought. And all around my soul gives way. He then is all my hope and stay. On Christ is solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trump and sound, oh, may I then in him be found. Just in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ is solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Other ground is sinking sand. On Christ is solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Other ground is sinking sand.
Well, thank you to Serenade for that ministry and song. You enjoyed that, did you? Because I certainly did. If you've got a Bible, we're just going to share just a brief word with you, and then I'm going to sing a song or two. I just want you to turn with me to John's Gospel, chapter 14, please. The title today, just for a few brief moments, Jesus the Way. Jesus the Way. I'm going to read together then from John 14, just the first 6 verses, and says here, in the midst of a troubled world and a disturbed world, Jesus says this to you and I: let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, ye know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Amen. We trust that the Lord will bless that short reading of his word to our hearts. There's only one way that we can avoid the troubles and the trials and the transitions of this life. And it's not by time standing still. As I said this morning, because if time stood still, then the people that are in troubles and trials would be in perpetual troubles and trials. There's only one way that we can deal with the troubles and trials of life. We can't avoid them. Job says, man is born unto troubles, trouble as the sparks fly upwards. God doesn't promise that you and I won't face troubles and trials. But God has promised that there is a way that we can go through our troubles and trials. There is one that will go with us through our troubles and trials. And his name is Jesus. I call your attention then to verse 6, where Jesus said, and I'm only taking the first part of that phrase, I am the way. And Jesus confronted the disciples. They were in deep distress and troubled of heart and soul because they had learned that Jesus, that wonderful friend of sinners, that one who made such an impact upon their lives, is going to be wrenched away from them, and their hearts sink in despair because they thought he was bringing a new day in their day. They didn't see and didn't realize that it was much deeper, much more profound than just merely dealing with the Roman Empire. And so he gives them this word into their hearts, this word, the only word that could help them through their troubles. And it's a word for you and I tonight. It's a word for you and I. Wherever you are in your experience, wherever you are in your life, wherever you are in your marriage, wherever you are in your ambitions or in your profession, wherever you are at school, wherever you are in your spiritual walk with God, Jesus said, I am the way. Four little things that I'll bring to you just very, very quickly. Because in a world that says there are many different and various ways that we can travel, and many people have swallowed the lie of Proverbs 14, there is a way that seemeth right, and that's not a lie from Proverbs, but the lie that Proverbs exposes, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the way of death. There is only one way through this life. There's only one way through 2023. There's only one way through the experiences that you're going through today, and that will happen because the stuff that happened last year is going to happen this year in its various forms. And Jesus, God, I believe, is sounding out to this church and sounding into your experience. There is a way. Jesus is that way. Very quickly and very briefly, he's the way out. He's the way out. Whenever the children of Israel under the hand of Pharaoh were under deep distress and depression, whenever they felt the awful load of the hand, the taskmasters and the slave drivers in Egypt, and Moses met with God, well, what am I going to say to him? He said, I will drive them out with a strong hand. And the interesting thing is that Pharaoh drove them out with a strong hand because Pharaoh's hand was forced with an even stronger hand, the hand of God. And of course, God made the way because he broke the very heart of Pharaoh, because he broke their grip by the death of the firstborn of all Egypt. He's the way out of the distress. No amount of bargaining, no amount of bartering, and no amount of bantering would get you out of this trouble of sin that besets us. There's only one way. Jesus is the way. He's the way out. Not only is he the way out, he's the way through. Lying in bed a long time this morning, awake, I thought of this truth, where Abraham sent his trusty servant, his unnamed servant, who to me seems to be a clear parallel of the Holy Spirit, because he was unnamed, but he was sent to bring a bride for Isaac. And isn't that what the Holy Spirit does? He seeks out a bride for Christ. And I love this verse that we find in Genesis chapter 24, where he finally comes to the place where he had desired and designed to, but though he didn't know where he was going, what to expect or who to see, he says this very important word whenever he met Rebecca at the well. He said, I being in the way the Lord led me. And he led me to the house of my master's brethren. Setting out that morning personally, just obeying the voice of Abraham to do what Abraham had ordered him to do. He knew not necessarily where he was going, what to expect. And you're like me, you don't know what to expect. You don't know what news you're going to hear. You'll face challenges in life. You'll face changes in life. You'll face crises in life this year. If it's anything like last year, I'm not saying that everyone will suffer and meet every one of these, but we are bound to meet challenges. We're bound to meet crises, and we're bound to meet changes in our address or in the place that we work or whatever. He says, I'm the way through. I love to tell this story. Missionary wanted to get to this isolated village in the middle of the forest. And of course, he didn't know the way, so he hired one of the locals who had a machete. And day after day, this missionary followed this guy who was cutting down the brush in front of him. And finally, into the second week, he asked this local, he said, do you know the way? He says, I am the way. And he showed his machete. There's nothing that you're going to go through. There's nothing that you and I is going to face that he hasn't gone before us. The Lord it is that goeth before us and comes behind us, and he walks with us. I am the way out. I am the way through. Here's the third thing. He's the way in. You might feel empty tonight, a bit deflated, a bit flat. You might feel a little bit empty. Nothing really worked out for you the way you thought it would. Or perhaps even in this incoming year, you might find things and might discover things and uncover things that will disappoint you. And you expected everything to stay the same. And you thought that the life that you bought into 5 years ago or 10 years ago or last year, that this was going to be the epitome of excitement and satisfaction. And here you are half empty tonight. Jesus said this, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. He wants to give you liberty of life. He wants you to meet that line that you're seeking for, that which you're stretching forward to. Because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. He's the way in. It'll not be because of your prowess. It'll not be because of your intellect and abilities. It'll not be because of anything other than as you follow the Master in obedience and in discipline, he will bring you into that life that he has promised you and I. He doesn't want you and I living in half empty. He doesn't want us just managing to scrape through. He's the way in. He's the way out. He's the way through. He's the way in. And glory to God, he's the way up. Do you know what I experienced last year? Many Psalm 40 experiences. Does anybody know what Psalm 40 means? He lifted me out of the mud and mire, and he set my feet upon the rock. Hands up those of you who have experienced Psalm 40 a few times last year. And he will again. But one day we're going to get first class transport straight up. It might be 2023. When the trumpet sounds and the clouds unfurl and the voice that catches us up will be heard. That voice that raised Lazarus from the dead. That voice that spoke this world into existence, that will call the believers that have gone before out of their graves. And that we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. He's the way up. Hallelujah. He's the way up. So remember this little thought. I'm terrified now. I'd rather preach than sing. I don't know why I ever took this on, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to push through my terror and fear. But I want to tell you one thing I am definitely looking forward to. I'm looking forward to the Lord's return. I'm looking forward to him coming, and we will meet him in the air, and we'll sing in the by and by. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. We'll sing the song of the redeemed, singing, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Down here. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands who likes bluegrass, because I know the half of you hate of it. We'll see how we get on. I'm not even going to blame the devil for that. It was my own fault. I like the way everybody went, oh, there. And we still have Rebecca and Rachel. I think we'll get Rebecca and Rachel to sing after me. Is that all right? Okay. This little song, it speaks about the rain. And it speaks in the sense that the rain is like the bad experiences in life, or even the death experience. Sorry, Gary.
When the sky's getting dark and the clouds are moving in, when the storms of life fill the heart with pain, just let the Savior in, and trust in Him alone. He will lead us beyond the rain, beyond the rain. There'll be no more dying, no more crying, no more pain. When we put our lives in the hands of Jesus, He will lead us beyond the rain. When we live our lives alone, try to make it on our own, still the heartache, emptiness remains. If we hold on to God's hand, He will lead us to a land where the sun will always shine beyond the rain, beyond the rain. There'll be no more dying, no more crying, no more pain. When we put our lives in the hands of Jesus, He will lead us beyond the rain. Now the battle has been won. God sent His only Son to fulfill promise of His name. If only we believe, oh, what a gift we will receive, to live with Jesus beyond the rain, beyond the rain. There'll be no more dying, no more crying, no more pain. When we put our lives in the hands of Jesus, He will lead us beyond the rain, beyond the rain. There'll be no more dying, no more crying, no more pain. When we put our lives in the hands of Jesus, He will lead us beyond the rain.
Well, that was a fairly new one to me, but I trust that it has brought a blessing beyond the pain, beyond the rain, beyond the tragedy, beyond the trial, beyond the transition. He will be with us.
as we travel through this desert. Storms beset us on our way, but beyond the river Jordan lies a field of endless day. Farther on, still go farther, count the milestones one by one. Jesus will forsake you never. It is better farther on. Oh, my brother, are you weary of the roughness of the way? Does your strength begin to fail you? Let the Savior lead the way. Farther on, still go farther, count the milestones one by one. Jesus will forsake you never. It is better farther on. At my grave will you be singing, though you weep for one that's gone. Singing as we once did, singing, it is better farther on. Farther on, still go farther, count the milestones one by one. It is better farther on. Jesus, Jesus will go with you. He will lead you to the throne. Dyed his garments for you, and the winepress trod alone. Farther on, still go farther, count the milestones one by one. Jesus will forsake you never. It is better farther on.
Thank the Lord, that's over. All right, I'm going to have Rebecca and Rachel, please, you come and sing. Maybe cut a wee bit out of the program, then we'll see what we do after Rebecca and Rachel sing their song, please. Thank you very much for taking this on. Appreciate it, girls.
We're both very nervous, so just bear with us.
Your grace that leads this sinner home from death to life forever, and sings the song of righteousness by blood and not by merit. Your grace that is far and wide to every tribe and nation.
Excellent. We're going to do two songs, 203, Because He Lives, and then we'll finish with All Glory Be to Christ. All right, Rebecca, if you come up here, please. Thank you, girl. We're going to sing two more songs, and then that's our meeting finished. I hope you've enjoyed tonight, have you? I tell you, we have some talent here. We're only discovering it tonight, hey? I've enjoyed everybody's singing. What a wonderful blessing it has been. And I trust that you've been. Let them know it before you leave. I will stand and sing God Sent His Son, and then we'll have All Glory Be to Christ as well, standing for both these songs. Thank you.
God sent His Son.
Nothing comes our end, it's not no less. the Lord yourself. Lord, thank you for your blessing in my life. Tell him, thank you, Lord, for what you were to me in 2022. And Lord, thank you that what you've promised you'll be to me in 2023. And by faith, Lord, I'm going to step out in 2023 and I'm going to trust you to lead me in the way forward. Our Father, thank you for your presence tonight and for the blessing that it has been just to sing these wonderful songs and to listen to the ministry of song from others. And we pray that, Lord, we not lose the song. That every morning we wake and we'll have that new song in our mouth. The joy of the Lord in our hearts. And the excitement and exhilaration of his presence with us moment by moment. And bring us from this place, Lord, determined not to settle for anything less than your presence in our lives. For it is in Christ's name we pray. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Heavenly Father, help and comfort of the Holy Spirit be our portion tonight, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. It is in Christ's name we pray. And everybody said, amen. And they shouted,
Holy.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you. You go home.